Learning Masech, the Sukkah Daf Kam Zayinim and Aleph. I'm first going to go back to Daf Chavavim and Days. The Mishnah brings the Maisa Vilar Bechem and Zakai Litim Esetav Shem Lil Shnei Kesavis Adli Shemayim V'amru Helam L'Sukkah Shnas Le'ab Tzadik Eich HaPachas Megadei Not L'Bamab Av Ach L'Chutz L'Sukkah L'Bir Chacharav. That Bechem and Zakai and Ramil had a Hanhaga that they brought a small amount of food, Achila Sarai, and they still said Tid in the Sukkah, and Abtzadik ate it out of the Sukkah. And the Gemara says, Maisa Listuk, Shri Mesach Tani, and Bala Hakmats, May Machma Blessed Mishim Yura, and the Gemara brings the Maisa. And the Ran explains, what's the Havimina that you can't be Machma? The Ran says, Kloimar, Dle Choshev Kimishena Mitzuv Vidav Vesay Nikri Hedyat. You would think there's no reason to do it, so he called the Hedyat. Kamash Mohan, that there is an Indian to be Machma. And he brings, and why do we bring the Maisa of Tzadik? Maisa of Tzadik, Shlech Latzma, Loi Mishim Ratzat Ha Mechachem Shloi Lach Matzmai, Bekach Mishoi. Sometimes you have the chumrah, so a Talmud Chacham, if he doesn't keep the chumrah, he's not doing the right thing. He's not being medaktik b'mitzvahs, but not this one. This chumrah is okay if you don't keep the chumrah. You're not considered that you're not medaktik b'mitzvahs. Now it's brought down also in the Rambam, Mishiach ma'atz l'ish l'chutz l'suk afilamayim erezim meshubach. It's brought Mishiach erezim meshubach in the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tesef Beis brings it, the Magen Avraham brings from the Yerushalmi. He brings it in Siman Tav Reish Mem Sifkat and Tezayin. The Avuna was Heilich B'derech, and he was thirsty, and he didn't want to drink until he comes into the Sukkah. And the Prima Gadim there and the Lush Yisrat say that this is this Chumrah, not to drink water at the Sukkah, even though he was thirsty, and he didn't have a Sukkah available, but he waited. That's also a thing. If you have to eat now, you don't have to wait till you get to the Sukkah, Salchei Drachim, like we had originally. But both of the things, he was machmir, and he waited until he got to a sukkah. So we have to understand, what exactly is the gedder of this chumrah? What's the havimina that, and also, what's the havimina not to be machmir? How do we understand this chumrah? And what's it sad that you're called a hedyot if you're machmir this way? So there's a gain in Sefer Shnei Sel Yom Brachas Perek Alf Mishnah Gimel, on the Mishnah of the discussion in the Gemara there, is there a chumrah for somebody who holds like Mesil that says that by Krishma Kari Kadarkai to be Mata Kadivri Beishamai? And the Gaon explains the Shaka Vatai like this. He says sometimes you find that Kalapata Badav Vesenik Rehedit, and sometimes you find, okay, you're Pater, but it's a mitzvah and a mufka to be Machmir. When do you do this and when do you do that? So he says like this. He says, sometimes the reason why you pot is because there's no inyan, there's no mitzvah, there's nothing. So then if you do it, you call the hedyot. And sometimes you pot, there is a mitzvah, but chazal machiach you so much. But really it is a good thing. It's just you're pot there. So then it's a mitzvah and a mufka, not to be saying mechan lepter, pashit. So that was the question. Is it pshat in besilo that you yaitse krishma even if you don't lie down? But really it's better, it's more of a kiyam of a b'shachbacha to lie down or no? The Pshanim is still is, Shachma has nothing to do with lying down. This is Man Shkiva, and there's no Maila Bechlal to lie down. So when he was discussing this, he brings a bunch of Dugmais. When's a case that you're Pata, but it's still a mitzvah? He says, Lamashal, there's a halacha, according to some, that you don't have to go back and bench if once you left your place already. But it says, Chumra, you should. Why? Because everyone's masking it's a better Birch Samazin if you go back. It's just, you're not Mechliyev to. Right? That's why you're not allowed to leave. But you're not mechliyev to go back once you left. But avad it's a maila. Well, the different things it says by a kaishal bracha. And then it says we don't have to do that. But everyone's maskim, it's a gresser, a kaishal bracha. But you don't have to. That's why it's a maila if you do it. So one of the things he brings is this thing, that they were machma not to eat anything out of the sukkah. So the pshat is that, vices the happen of the Gemara was, there's bechalna mitzvah yeshiva sukkah with water. And the Tari says, there is, it's just the potter. But Lamai said, there is a mile. You are being Mekayim, a yeshiva sukkah with water. But I want to explain a little bit more. And this is not mamish coming from the Gaon, but it's al derech what he said. In other words, what's the havimina? Avad, if you're in the sukkah, avad, you're Mekayim a mitzvah, even if you're not doing an achilas kavah. That's pashit. The haraya. The Gemara says later, nafchachesim beis, kol shivitz yam adam eishas akasik kavah beis seirai. That means you should be hanging out in the sukkah. If, under normal circumstances, on sukkahs, we should find you in the sukkah. Now, I don't think that's a chiv. But if it's a key mitzvah, the pshat is the more you're in the sukkah, the better off it is. The Magen Avraham, at the end of Siman Tav Resh Mem, he says that even if someone is sitting in the sukkah not doing anything, he can make a bracha of leisha b'sukkah, make your adin, because he's been mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So that's pashit. If you're in the sukkah drinking water or eating an achila sarai, it's pashit mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So what was the havmanah not? The havmanah was, but the kpeda of not drinking water and of the sukkah, there was a havmanah, there's no makom such a kpeda. Because if you think about it, if you want to be in the sukkah and be mekayim in the midst of sitting in the sukkah, you can do it without the achila sarai. You can still go to the sukkah. Elamai, you're in the house, but now someone brings you food to eat. What does the food have to do with going into the sukkah? What's the shankas? So this thing that, no, I can't eat, I have to go to the sukkah to eat. I mean, without the eating, you don't mind being out of the sukkah. Now that you have to eat, I'm not going to eat out of the sukkah. That's like the Yishalmi that he brought. He was Eilach B'derech, he was thirsty, someone gave him water. He said, no, I have to wait till I'm in the sukkah. Well, here, Rabbi Gamliel sitting in his house, and Rechem Zaka sitting in his house, they bring him food, he says, help him the sukkah. He wasn't planning on being in the sukkah, but he has a kpeda not to eat out of the sukkah. What's the pshat in that kpeda? If you want to be in the sukkah, so be in the sukkah. What's the word? Chazak chazak. What's the pshat that every time you eat a chilas kava or you sleep, you have to be in the sukkah? What's the word behind that? How do we understand it? Shazatarius says, b'sukkah's teishu shivas yomim. The yeshiva sukkah has to be there 24 hours, 7 days, shivas yomim. Navas. When teishu came to do, in other words, if all my achilas kava and all my shina is in the sukkah, haste said this sukkah is my dira for 7 days. But if I have an achilas kava out of the sukkah, so that's a chsarin in the besukkah station shivas yamim, because my dira is not exclusively in the sukkah. If I eat achilas arai out of the sukkah, so my dira is in the sukkah. Why? Because since all my achilas kava is in the sukkah, all my shin is in the sukkah, thus haste that my dir is in the sukkah. And by eating achilas right out of the sukkah, it's not a bittul to the besukkah's teishu shivas yamim. I live in the sukkah. This is not living. This is not my eat. That's not considered I'm living out of the sukkah. Living means achilas kvan shina. And if all my achilas kvan shina is in the sukkah, in them state, I'm a besukkah's teishu shivas yamim. So Zakti Gemara like this. But Lamaisa, let's say you want to have a gresser of a sukkah's teshu. I'm such a yeshiv basukkah that even all my achilas arai is in the sukkah. That's a gresser a kiyum of a sukkah's teshu. It's not a kiyum yom chuyiv. I'm considered a basukkah's teshu shivas yom without it. But with it, with this thing that I have a kpeda, that even my achilas arai is always in the sukkah, that's called a bigger kiyum of a basukkah's teshu. So the Havmanah was, has nothing to do. You're the same the sukkah's teshu if your achilas arai is in the sukkah out of the sukkah. So I think I might know. My besukkah's teshu is more if my achilas arai is also paid only in the sukkah. Now, there's an interesting bialacha. The Ramah says in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Tes of Zayin that if somebody stays in the sukkah while it's raining and he's not the kaim mitzvah, the Ramah says, "Kol apatim in a sukkah ve'ini yaitzim misham ena makabel of sky ve'ena ladyaitis." It's when they got yismaimini. So the Bialacha says like this, and this comes from a sefer Eila Shmuel Siman Tzad the Ches. He says this klal is only when there's something wrong. There's a tzad isser in what you're doing. It's a chumra da'asli de'kula. But mashal is sitting in the rain. That's called a chil yamtif, and even a chalamay de'mechuyev l'chadai. But if you're not mitzdayer, then you could be machma, just like Rabbi Gamliel was machma latzmei b'dli shemayim from the helul masukkah. In other words, he means to ask Akasha. How can we say when you sit in the sukkah in the rain, you're considered a hadit, but if you only eat a chila sarai, ta'echa sukkah, which you're part, you're not considered a hadit? So it's enfid the oil of Shmuel, because he rather says the same question as the guy. And he says, how come sometimes you find kalapata v'dava v'ser nikra hadit, sometimes you find the machm tavu v'bracha? He says, if the chum is a kula be'ez inyan, then you're a hadit. If the chum is managed to chum, go be machma. But if the chum is a kula beza inyan, then you call the hadit. So here, what's the kula beza inyan? Because you're not enjoying yantif and you're not enjoying cholamayit. Now, l'chayah, l'fidah gayin, you have another teretz. L'fidah shneis l'yaw, l'chayah, it's more pashit. Like we said, achilas l'ray chutz l'sukkah, chutayich l'sukkah is a kiyam. And like we're explaining, it's a gresser kiyam, v'sukkah steishu, if you mak benati l'achilas l'ray chutz l'sukkah. But sukkah v'shas k'shamim, you're not being mekayim v'mitzvah s'shiv v'sukkah b'chlal. So maybe that's the teretz, and that's how I think the Gaon will learn. That mitzvah is not a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah klal l'chol. So of course you had it. Masha'en kein, this peda of not eating achilas reichutz l'sukkah, that peda is a gresser kiyam in the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So I think the pshat is like this. The Eilu Shmu holds that even mitzvah, of course you're sitting in the sukkah. Mitzvah is the same thing. You potter, why? Because again, Besukkah Stash Yeshiva Yisrael means my yeshiva has to be in the sukkah. That means all my achilas kava and all my shin has to be in the sukkah. If all my achilas kava and shin the sukkah, I'm a yeshiv besukkah, 7 days. If I have a shin is kava, I mean achilas kava or a shin out of the sukkah, I'm not really being a yeshiv besukkah, I'm also being yeshiv somewhere else. It's a bittul mitzvah. So we have to add to that, according to the Eilu Shmu, that if all my achilas kava and shina, which I'm not mitztayer, is in the sukkah, and the only time I'm out of the sukkah was either if I'm not doing achilas kava shina or I'm mitztayer, that's also not a chsan in yeshiva, because teshu came to the room. That I wouldn't do in my house either. So memela, if I want to up my darga of the dira, just like my achilas arai, I go and say, but I want a gresser kima sukkah teshu. Not only is all my achilas kava and shina going to be in the sukkah, all my achilas arai also is going to be in the sukkah. So I have a bigger besukkah teshu. So how about if all my mitzvah is in the sukkah? I might have a bigger besukkah teshu. So maybe that's a chumrah. Zog del Shmuel, you're right. But the problem is, you're being mechal yantif. It's a chumrah dasu de kula. You get such a big dira, fine. But you're also not doing simchas yantif. But I think that's the chakira. If you hold, sitting in the sukkah in the rain is b'chlal nishkein din yeshiva sukkah, and we mentioned this earlier in the Aftes, from the Ragachav, from the Safas Panech and Rabbi Chanan, so it's a pashadazah. Here I'm not doing any mitzvah. So of course I'm a hedyot. Mashen can hear, thus state in the Gemara, that's called the gresser kima b'sukkah's teshu. That not only all my achilas rise in the sukkah, all my achilas, not only all my achilas kvah in the sukkah, all my achilas rise also in the sukkah. But I think that the shmuel, you are being mekayim, you are sitting in the sukkah, you are. You are doing a besukkah teshu. And so in Mela, why shouldn't it be called a gresser kiyam that even all my mitzvah is in the sukkah? So I tell Shmuel, ain't a chenami. But the problem is, you're being it's a chsar in the simchas yamtiv. But I think, in the next shtickle, the Bialacha brings down a Bikur Yaakov. And he says like this. He says, when you're sitting in the sukkah in the rain, then you part the redavim and say, you make your hedit. And he says, and particularly rain, because rain, like the Gemara says later, is shvichas kais alpanav. So if your master shows you, I don't want your avodah, and you say, no, I'm doing it anyway, that's not derech eretz. But let's say the p'tur is not stircha. Let's say it stopped raining. So you're in the middle of the meal, it stopped raining, the lach is you can finish the meal. Well, let's say in your sukkah the light went out, so you can't eat there, but the shaila is, do you have to go to your friend's sukkah? Teretz is, no, you don't have to go to your friend's sukkah, that's called mitzvah, you can go to your house. So he says, there, Avad, you'll have a kibbutz sky. Because that's loigora, nishasa mayim besukkah, the mina raisin meshuvak afshepatim in adin. And he says another story, the kolsh came here, because when you come back to the sukkah, you will have a kiyam mitzvah karoi. You just lechachilu were mukhiyif to go. So let's say you come out, you want to eat a meal, and it starts raining, and you go into the house, and you continue the meal, you start the meal, and then you notice it stopped raining. So you're not mukhiyif to go back to the sukkah. So like the Bikuryank, if you're not a hedyot, if you do. And he says, because you're not potter the Eisei Yeshiva, you're just potter from going there, and that's Lagora from drinking, from being makbet to only drink water in the sukkah. So I think the pshat is like this. He's learning that if you're mitzdar b'shas ma'isam, so the pshat is, it's b'chalmakol the yeshiva sukkah. That's what he brought from the Rabbi Chanan in Masech Nisbeya, Daf Lamed Vav, and from the Tzav Nisbeneach, Hilcha Sukkah, Perek Vav, Alcha Beis. That's a hedyot. Masha'en Kain, why are you parted from going back to the sukkah if you're in the middle of a meal? Or to go to Sukkah's Chaveri? Because it's not a yeshiva sukkah? That's wrong. Because when you get there, it will be yeshiva sukkah. So why are you parted? The Teretz says, it's not a bittul to besukkah's teshu. Because since all my achilas kava and shina are in the sukkah, except when it's very uncomfortable. But not only when it's uncomfortable, b'shas ma'isa, except when it's a big tircha for me to get to the sukkah, I'm already eating in the house. So my continuing eating is not a bittul to besukkah's teshu, because it's only because of mitzvah. But there, by going into the sukkah, of course I'll have a kiyam of yeshiva sukkah, of a kiyam mitzvah. So vayta could up my level of Besukas Teshu and say, I'm the type that not only do I sit in the sukkah for all my achilas kva and shina, which I'm not mitzdar, even when I am mitzdar, not b'shas ma'isa, but even when I need some tzar to get there, I also do it. So that's a vada gresa rikim. That's not called adyaitis. So I think the Bikur Yankov is going with the tzar that the reason why it's adyaitis is because there's no kiyum of yeshiva sukkah. But here, where there is a kiyum of yeshiva sukkah, it's just your pater, because like we're saying, it's not a steer to the besukas teshu, so you could up the dank of the besukas teshu, and that's the machmutav of bracha. And now let's see the next sugya. The sugya of, we're going to go into the sugya of this chacham maimim eim ledav v'kitzu chutz milayin divishin shal chag, that Rabbi Eliezer says you have to eat the sukkah 14 sudas, once by day, once by night, and the chacham say no, you don't have to eat at all, just the first night. So, Taisus and the Rishainim asked the following kasha. How could you say, Yibai achal, Yibai loy achal, the whole yamtiv? There's a chiv sudas yamtiv. There's a chiv sudas yamtiv. As a effect, Taisim asked, Yibai achal, Yibai loy achal. What happened to the chiv sudas yamtiv? So Taisus says, a gavaldig chiddush, and other Rishainim say this too. And you see from this Gemara that you do not have to eat pas on yamtiv. It says, you need chatzil Hashem, chatzil Lachem. That you can do with basar and peiris. And what does the Gemara in Brachas Daf and Tesim Abayz mean? The Gemara was discussing what they have to say if you forgot Yal V'Yavi, you have to say it. The Gemara says if you mechuyiv to eat, then the Yal V'Yavi becomes a chiv, and if you forgot in benching, you have to say over benching. And it says Shabbos and Yontif loisag la'achol memela. If you didn't say Yal V'Yavi, you have to go over the benching. So Taisus is only the Leil Rishain of Pesach we have to eat matzah and sukkahs, but the rest Yom Tov we not mechuyiv to eat pas. And then it says, Kamri Rishayim say this. Taisa says it, the Chedushay Rajma in Brachas, the Smag and the Arzeruah. But the Rishayim there in Brachas were bothered. From the Sigya there, it's Mavur, that we're not talking about the night of Yontif, we're talking about the day of Yontif. And Mimela, they hold the Gemara in Astam is saying that you are Mechuyiv Tidan Yontif. You have to pass on Yontif. That's what the Ritva and the Ran hold here. And the Taisa and Mesechdas Brachas, that the Tesra Meis holds the way now, like Taisa here in the Rosh. And the Mardechai and Bey and Kama other Rishainim, and that's the Psak Halacha, both in Hilchas Berachos Hamazon, Simen Kuf Peches, in the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch, and in Simen Tuf Kef Lamed, Lagabe Hilchas Yom Tov. But this is one teretz to the Kasha, that the question is, how could the Gemara possibly say, Bayachal, you have to eat a Kzayas of Pas al Sudas Yom Tov? The first teretz is, Taisus, the Rashba and Brachas, the Arzarua and the Smag, and they all, you don't have to eat a pass. You don't have to eat bread on Yamtiv. There's no Chiv, Sudas, pass on Yamtiv. Now, the Shainim hold that way. So, the Ikka Teretz they say is that Iboy Achal, Iboy Loy Achal means Mitzat Hilchas Sukkah. Mitzat Hilchas Yamtiv, you are Mechuyiv Tidah, because I used to pass. But Mitzat Hilchas Sukkah, you wouldn't be Mechuyiv Tidah in the Sukkah. And the shaila is, if mitzad hilchus yamtif yimachuyiv tidik zayin sepas, anyway mechayiv tidik sukkah, because now it's sukkahs, right? Bishlai with my Pesach, the pshat is, you anyway have tidik zayin sepas, but you can eat matzah shiri, you can eat matzah zat mishnameres l'shma. So mela, kum ta chiddish, they have tidik zayin matzah, l'shem, that's not matzah shiri, that's l'shem matzah mitzvah. But by sukkah, what's enough to mean? If you anyway chayiv tidik pas, once you're eating, you anyway have to eat in the sukkah. So the Rishonim say a couple of terutzim, and that's where all the nafkaminas and halachas come out from these terutzim. But this is where how the Rishonim shtel it avek. The Ritva says like this. The Ritva says, we learned in the Gemara before, that the share how much you have to eat b'negeya to be chayiv in sukkah is yesim mikadeya. That's what Abaye said, right? Anything less, Abaye itself is pater. The share how much you have to eat for yantav is a kazayis. So very simple. Without the din, that you mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah, so you can be kazayis out of the sukkah. Now there's a din you mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah, so you have to eat in the sukkah. That's a teretz of the Ritva. But nachtem that we have a teretz. I mean, the teretz of the Ritva really is, you have to chat this nekuda. The teretz of the Ritva is that if it wouldn't be for a pasuk, I wouldn't have to eat in the sukkah. Why? Because the chiyiv passing yantiv is only kazayis. But the Ritva is a discussion now that the Torah did tell you to eat in the sukkah. Does that mean the Yathi Yasim Mikadeya? That's one side. Because that's what it means, Yeshiva Sukkah. Yeshiva Sukkah means to eat more than a Beya. Without eating more than a Beya, that's not Yeshiva Sukkah. The din of Yeshiva Sukkah is Achilas Beya V'Yasir. But he brings Lamaisa, that's what his Rebbe held originally, the Ra'ah, But he brings the Maestri Ross says, no, since you learned it out from Chagalatsu, so the Itzagi Begazayis, even though the rest of Yontif, in order to be Chayiv and Sukkah, need Yasim Kaveh, but here, the Pasuk was Kaveh, a Chayiv of a Sukkah with the Gazayis, the Torah made that into a Dira Sukkah, made a Kilutz and a Chilutz Kavah. And the Ran also brings the same two tzadim. The Ran has its svara to say that you need more than a Deya, and he says, L'maisa, Achei Maimrim, the Arishainim that say that a Kazayis is good enough. But either way, there's a Teretz. This is the first Teretz. The Teretz to the Kasha is that Lule the Pasuk, I would need a Kazayis out of the Sukkah. The question the Rishainim have is, Nach the Pasuk, does that mean you have to Yosim and Kabe in the Sukkah, or does that mean that you have to do Kazayis in the Sukkah? Because the Pasuk considered it Achilas Kavah. So that's the first Teretz. The second Teretz, the Ram brings from Achayim Raymim, that the Pshad is that normally, if it's raining, you can eat a kazayis in the house, or kabeya, wherever you want. You can eat the suit in the house. But you have the pasuk tesvav, tesvav, and chagamatzis to teach you that you have to eat the sukkah in the rain, even though it's raining. Now that's a big shaila. Do you have to eat the sukkah in the rain? Now, it's interesting. The makar is really the Teizu Ben Yehuda and Masech Nisbrach Estef and Tesem and Beis, on that gemara that says that by yantif leisagid leyachal. But this Tunis Chayis, how he said it, it's very interesting. The Ran, over here, and this is how the Rosh in Brachas, the Perek Zayin Simach of Gimel, he brings the halacha that you mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah when it's raining. Right? Again, the half of it is like this. Now, the teres of the kash is that Lulei the Pasuk, I would say, that if it's raining, and you can be yaitz in the mitzvah through the shantif in the house, kamashmo in the Pasuk what? So the Ran says, Kamash in the Pasuk is, you mechuyiv to go out and eat in the sukkah in the rain. And that's what it says in the Rosh. That's how he brings it. And that's how the Goy Smak, Simon Sadegimel brings, the Goy Smak is from Benu Peretz, he also brings it that way. But Taisus there brings it the opposite. And that's what we have in the Taisus of Ben Yehuda that we have. That the Pshat is like this. Now that the Pasuk says that there's a din, you have to eat in the sukkah, so let's say at the time you came home, it was at night, and it was raining, and you ate in the house, and then afterwards it stopped raining, so lulei the pasuk shine. I was yotze meisud the shantiv, and there's no chiyuv even the first night eat in the sukkah. The pasuk tells me now go out and be mekayim in the mitzvah sukkah. That was the whole kash is gebayt on. I have to eat the kazayis for yantiv, and I'm going to have to eat in the sukkah. So one teretz is the kazayis and achayiv in the sukkah. You need yotze mekadeya, and the second teretz is hachom my skin and it's raining. If it's raining, the kazayis I would eat in the house. But what's the answer now that the teretz said it? So the Ran and the Rosh are quoting him saying, so now you have to eat the sukkah in the rain. But Taisus in Brachas Mantesman Bey says, no, now Al Kapanim, when it stops raining, you're going to have to eat another Kazayas to eat the Mekayim in the mitzvah sukkah. So that's clearly the other way, that you're not Mekayim, you're not Mechuyiv to eat the Kazayas that you're eating for the mitzvah sukkah in the rain. So here are two Shailas that we're discussing, which I want to discuss soon. But first, I still want to say over that the Bi'alacha in Siman Taf Reish Lama Tesef Gimel says, I don't understand the Rishaynim's kasha. Rishaynim have a kasha, hayyesi mechuyiv al tzulchus yantif to eat a sudam. So why do we need a pasuk telling you have to eat in the sukkah? Anyway, you have to eat. And if you have to eat, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah anyway. Now first, he doesn't make this aura, so the Rishaynim seem to be nevving on that the chiyiv sudah is the raisa. That's not so bashit. And even if it is by Shabbos, it's not so pashut on yantiv, it's the raisa. L'chayiv t'chiv sudas yantiv is the rabbanon. I don't fully understand the Rishaynim's kasha, but he has another kasha. Even if it's the raisa, but the halacha is, it says in Siman Reish Peches, someone who doesn't like eating, he fasts every day. Eating is like the worst possible thing he could do. So he's not mechuyiv in sudas Shabbos, because la'ilu dinu v'lo'il tzar. Right? You have somebody that has a gluten intolerance. He can't. If he eats any bread, anything from the chameshus minim, he becomes sick. He experiences great discomfort. It's not a sakana, but he's uncomfortable. Savadi doesn't need a suit of Shabbos. I mean, he eats a minim v'gadim on Shabbos. Savadi doesn't need bread because lo'ayin din nevoy l'tzar. But the first night of Sukkah, similar to the first night of Pesach, it's not a mitzvah say. Mitzvah say, you do eat of the tzar. As I expect to be a lach, he doesn't understand the Rishaynim's kasha. Now, l'chayi, he could say other kashas. For instance, the Pesach can bring down in Siman Taf Reish Lamed Tes, you have to wait till it's night in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah, just like by Pesach, have to wait till it's night. Taisus talks about an Avi Psachim. Avi Psachim, Samach Minchal, Echal, and Matcha Tekshach. The Seder has to be by night. Normally, you don't have to wait till it's night, but regularly, Yom Tov or Shabbos, you could do a Bisman Taisus Shabbos. You could eat Bisman Taisus Shabbos. You make an early Shabbos, you eat the Suda earlier. But here you have to wait till it's night. So that's an afkamina. Also, we pass in that you have to do it before Chatzais. You don't have to do it before Chatzais, you have the whole night. But at least according to Vazim and Azayah that holds that Matz is only till Chatzais. The Sukkah is also only till Chatzais. I saw that the Shal Shuvas Yad Elio says this to Ritzim. Now the other afkaminas also I thought of, and some of them I saw in the Yad Elio. First of all, the Prima Gadim and the Bikur Yankov say, a very big Hiddish, that you're not yetsa the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah by isetz nilish b'mei peiris, just like you're not yetsa matzah. Just like you're not yetsa matzah, tesvav tesvav v'chag matzahs, you're not yetsa, if you have a challah, which is not made with water, it's made with mei peiris, you're not yetsa. Sounds to me like a tremendous kiddush, and Mishra Berurah is not matikit, because the chayah, the din is yeshiva sukkah, but that's what they say. So the chayah, according to them, it's a parsha d'naf kamina, I'll see this yantav avad, you can have mei peiris. Also, the Shari Tshuva says, you're not yetsa with pasabah v'kisanin. Okay, you can't just eat cake or ukadayma. But the Shal is, what if you kavei a suda? So he's mesupik about it. I mean, if you're not yetsa with pasabah v'kisanin, even if you kavei a suda, so then avadah that'll be a chilik. Avadah yantav, you would be yetsa if you kavei a suda pasabah v'kisanin. Also, there's a Shal Shari Tshuva, siyanda liyo, sakim simukam gimel ayis aleph, where he says a tremendous kiddush. He says, by matzah the din is, you can't eat anything with the matzah. If you eat anything with the matzahs, mevatel ta matzah and eitzah mitzvahs matzah. So he says a tremendous kiddush, negeil halacha. Right? Everyone goes in the sukkah, they dip the matzah, they dip the challah in the honey, right? He says, you're not yetzah then. You have to eat pure challah. Just like by Pesach and not yetzah, who are then? by sukkahs, you're not yetzah. So right there, and he says this. So right there, answer to Rishaynim's kasha. You could be yetsa even if you dip it in honey. But this kind of, they say over shame of Chaim, that they argue, yeah, the Chaya, the vinegar is not the way. Rav Chaim says, nah. If the mitzvah is the matzah, so when you eat it with something else, you're not eating matzah. But here, the mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah, even though you need dagan. That's what the Rishayim bring from the Yishalmi. But the pshat is, the ik is the mitzvah is the yeshiva sukkah. The yeshiva sukkah has to be miskayim al yedei achil is dagan. You eat it with something else, you still had, there wasn't pegay in the yeshiva sukkah v'chlal. As I said, like, for Rav Chaim, and the chayim, that's a psak halacha. But al kapanim, we just said a bunch of terutzim, the bi'alacha wanted to say a teretz, let's say you don't enjoy the eating. So, but lagave simchas yamtev, lagave sudas yamtev, if it's nidna la'inig lo'y letzar, you're not mechuyiv, but lagave sukkah you'll be mechuyiv. We said a teretz that if you did it, if you made it early, you can't make an early shabbat, lagave sudas yamtev, make an early yamtev. The Gavi Sukkah has to be Belaila, and also Shita of Chatzais. According to Rishayim in the Paskin Chatzais, so Chatzais is only the Gavi Sukkah, not the Gavi Yamtif. We said a part of Nilesha Bimei Peris, and we said a part of according to Siyad Aliyo, if you eat it with something else. But let's get into Nalacha Lameisa about the Machlaikas, right? What Machlaikas is, do you have to eat a Kazayim so Yesim Ibeyam? Now, it seems like in Svara they both hold Be'etzim that should be Yedin to the Yesim Ibeya, because that's the Din Yeshiva Sukkah, and we're dealing with Yeshiva Sukkah here. It's just to say that since you learned Tesvav Tesvav Mechaga Matzais, so Mele Teres Kaveh Ke'ilu Etzachilas Kaveh, even with the Gazayas. So Rav Yishayim hold Gazayas. Marshal, that's Pashat. That Tesis there is ruled in the Smag and the Rajba. That a Mechiyach when the Skashay Na Mechiyach Tidan Yamtif. Obviously, if there's a Pasha to Teretz, that you can eat the Kazayas side of the Sukkah, so they would have said that Teretz. Obviously, they hold, they know, that you're not even, you're only Mechuyiv to the Kazayas. And also, the Mashmayis of the Rosh, and the Taiz and Brachas, that says, Nachimina Lagadi, read this Kisham, they don't say this Teretz. They also Mashmah that they hold the Kazayas. And that's a Psaq of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch Simatah for Islam. It has Kazayas. Now, it's interesting, there's a Shikul Machloikis even in this Shaila. The Torah, the way he says it is that the first night, the Torah shtel devek kazayis to be a kava, and you're not allowed to eat a kazayis out of the sukkah the first night. The Sages says, I don't know what that means. You mechuyiv to eat a kazayis in the sukkah, but you're allowed to eat a kazayis out of the sukkah. There dwells mashma like the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achreinim, and I saw it in the Prima Gadim and the Bikur Yankov, that it means until you mekayim the mitzvah. Baal Kapanim is interesting machlekes. Is the pshat that kazayis be'etzim is kava, and the meila, the first night, Baal Kapanim, until you mekayim the mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat kazayis out of the sukkah? Or no? The pshat is the kazayis eating the sukkah has a din kava, but if you eat kazayis in the house, that's a chilas arai that you're allowed to do out of a sukkah. Now, even the Gabi Mitzvah, you find such a thing, because the Ritva brings down that he brings down a sheet, he brings down a rishon, that the halacha is the whole first night, even for Shina, there's no p'tur mitzdar. The first night sukkah is a chiv, and there's no p'tur mitzdar. Even if it's raining, after sleep in the sukkah. He argues, he says it's only a din to eat in the sukkah, it's not a din that there's no p'tur mitzdar, but he brings such a shita. Now, legabe mitzdar, the sheet is all the mechayev mitzdar is the Russian brachas and the ran over here, and also the guy is smacked, and also the tur paskins that way. But Rav Yishenim seem to hold not that way. Lamash like Taisus here, and the Ridva is Mefurish, and the Taisus and Brachas also, like we said, brings the din of Mitzdar the other way. That by Mitzdar you're going to eat your first Gezayis in the house for Yontif, and you'll come out in the Sukkah afterwards and eat it. So Taisus and Brachas holds that by Mitzdar you're not Mechuyev to eat there. And the Rashba says in the Tshuva, the Beis Yosef brings down, the Ravid also holds that way, that by Laila Rishen is also Ptur Mitzdar. But I think that, L'chari, the most Pashup Shat to me, the Svaris of Machlokes, if there is a Ptur Mitzdar by the first night, is Hagufa. What is the din? We spoke about this earlier in the Shia. Is Mitzdar B'Shas Achila Al Kabanim? Is that a Ptur? That the Pshat is, even if you eat in the house, you're not considered a Bittul of the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah? Or is that this Bechlamah called the Yeshiva Sukkah? If you say it's Bechlamah, it's called the Yeshiva Sukkah, L'chayr, it's richtig, the Rishayim, that even the first night you can't do it, because you're not doing Yeshiva Sukkah. I don't think anyone holds that Tezvav tells you have to be in a Sukkah, al tanaya din. L'chayr, it's a din Yeshiva Sukkah, v'harayah, the Rishayim that say, that with Yetzu, the Gezayis, the Matriach to say, because the Torah considered it a kavah. So the Torah did consider it a dira. They didn't stam say that even that a din yeshiva. Stam, you have to eat a gezayis, and as over, you have to eat a gezayis. Matzah, you have to eat a gezayis in the sukkah. Nothing to a yeshiva sukkah. No, there's no nothing to the yeshiva sukkah. It's all yeshiva sukkah. But they hold a yeshiva sukkah when you mitzvah is a kim of yeshiva sukkah. And the Rishayim that say that when it's raining, you don't eat in the sukkah. The Pshat holds b'chalon yeshiva sukkah. If it's not b'chalon yeshiva sukkah, so then you can't be yetzer. If it's yeshiva sukkah when it's raining, now p'sak halacha. Legami if you need a gezayis for bay, like we say the Shulchan Aruch Paskin say, if it's a gezayis, but the Mishaburah says it's nothing to yetzer mikabeya. To be yetzer, you shame the whole that the din is yetzer mikabeya, like we said. Now the Matei Ephraim says it should eat yetzer mikabeya b'chtei achilas pras. That's a shtickel chumra here. But the Mishmura doesn't bring it. The Mishmura, right after he says that l'chachil it's nachin ti yesim mikaveya, he says you have to eat the kazayis b'chay achil espras. He didn't mention it b'chlal l'gavi yesim mikaveya. He could have brought down the Matei Ephraim, but doesn't bring it down. It sounds like he didn't hold that way. Now, l'inya mitzdar, the Mechaber doesn't say any either way. The Ramah in Siv Zayin says that the first night you have to eat the kazayis even if it's raining. And the Mishmura brings from the Achrayim, you don't make a bracha leishah, but look, it's a suffix. So l'maisa, halachal l'maisa, we pass in it's a suffix, and you should eat in the sukkah when it's raining, to mekayim the mitzvah upon the mighty Rishayim and hold that way. Now the Mishaburah brings from Achrayim, Chayadim and the Bikur Yankov, to wait till Chatzais, in order to yates in the mitzvah of the Kuli Alma. But then he brings from the Shari Tshuva, that you shouldn't wait so long, because it's the Meniyaf and Simchat Yantif, and he brings down the Eliyahu and Prim Gadim, when the Matik the Din, they say to wait an hour or two, but not till Chatzais. Now the Shari Tzion says, if there's any problem, Mimanavshach. If you go outside to the sukkah and you eat a kazayas there, and then you go in and eat a meal, so miman of shach. There's no reason to wait. If the halacha is a mechuyev to eat in the rain, I did it. If the halacha is I'm not mechuyev to eat in the rain, I'm not yet, so good. So whenever it stops raining, I'll eat a kazayas then. Why do I have to wait for my meal? Why do I have to wait and have the meal to be ate till the kuli alma? As I break them. And then he says this interesting chiddush. He says if there's aniyim, you have to be much more careful, because he holds that it's a nedet staka. When you invite an aniyim to your meal, it's like a nedet staka. And by nedet staka, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Bal Ta'achar is right away, because it's kaimei aniyim. So maybe you'll be over a lot of Bal Ta'achar if you wait. And I saw in the Dvar Avram, Chelek Beisim and Beis, that the Chavetz Chaim was also Cheshish, that's why he didn't sing Shalom Aleichem before the meal on Friday night, because he always had aniyim. And he was afraid, if you sing Shalom Aleichem, so then you're being ma'acher, giving the food to the aniyim. A lot of them didn't eat the whole day, they're hungry. And it says, Shasha Bal Ta'achet, so I have the Raisa. The Rav Avraham tries to be matzik the minig that people aren't so makbar on that. But what's bothering me is, why the Achrayim say to wait altogether? The Achrayim, Manavshuk sounds good even if you're not mitzdair. What's wrong if the first second I come home, I make Kiddush in the Sukkah, I don't make a Leisha for Sukkah, I eat a Kazayas, I go in, I have a Geshmak Kasuda, and Manavshuk. I'll wait till Chatzos. If it stops raining, I'll be Mekai in the Mitzvah. Either way, I'm Mekai in the Mitzvah. Why should I wait for my whole Suda till later? The only svar I could think of is because I won't have a brush of Leisha B'Sukkah. Now, it's according to the Shittas that hold that I am Mekhoiv in Sukkah when it's raining. I'm also Mekhoiv to make a brush of Leisha B'Sukkah. I'm not going to make it because of Safak Brachas. So according to those Shittas, I'm going to be missing a brush of Leisha B'Sukkah when I'm being Mekai in my Mitzvah eating the Leila Rishayna. Well, that shouldn't be enough. Like he says, if there's any Meniyah, if the family is hungry, just because you're not going to be have a bracha according to some shittas, doesn't sound like enough of a time to keep the family waiting. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, one more nekuda. I think this is a gevaldige nekuda. The Mishnah Berurah brings the chiddush din from the achrayim like this. Let's say a guy comes home. It's raining. He does wait. He doesn't wait. But it doesn't stop raining. So he goes and eats in the sukkah in the rain and goes eats the kazayis. Goes back home. Finishes the suda. And then he puts on his pajamas and goes to sleep, and it's 2 a.m, and it stopped raining. Stopped raining. So is he mechuyev to wake up now and go back to the sukkah now and eat the kazayis? As you know, it stopped raining, whatever. He's rolling in bed and realizes it stopped raining, or maybe one of the bachrim understands it stops raining, the shalosh, should he wake up his father? If he says, are they mechuyev now? Is everyone now mechuyev? I have to go around waking up the whole family to go and eat the kazayis in the sukkah. As Dr. Mishnah Berurah, no. Because he says like this, he says, Mimanavshach, and again, he got it from the Bikur Yaakov. Mimanavshach. If the halacha is that Mitztair is chayiv the first night, so then you did it. You ate the mitzvah. You ate it in the rain before. Elamai yechayshish v'deshitis that Mitztair is potter, you ate the mitzvah. So if Mitztair is potter, you're already sleeping, you're Mitztair. So either way, you're not going to be mechayiv. If it's star is chayiv, you did it. If it's star is potter, you met star, so you potter. As I time it to Mishnah Berurah of all the gecheshmen. But really, she'eni kedai, I'd be mefak become the gecheshmen. Because like I said, there's two ways to understand the term it's star. You can understand the term it's star like the gecheshmen we said before. We're going the whole shiur with this gecheshmen. That the pshat is, it's not a bittul mitzvah besukas teshru when I'm eating achilas kavah because I'm it's star. Because every achila which I'm not it's star, I'm eating in the sukkah, I'm just eating now because I'm mitzvah. That's not a bittul. But if I eat in the sukkah, I'll get a key in the yeshiva sukkah. It's just not a bittul not to eat in the sukkah. Fine. Now, you could also say that when you're mitzvah, and this is only when you're mitzvah and b'shas maisa, that's b'chol mani yeshiva sukkah. I'm not going to eat this. I'd love to sit in the sukkah. I can't. It's impossible for me. It's b'chol mani yeshiva sukkah when I'm mitzvah. So I wanted a taina. I think this sounds at least logical. That the only way you could say that Mitztair is a Ptur from Tezvav Tezvav is by saying that it's Bechlal not a Yeshiva Sukkah. If you say it's a Yeshiva Sukkah, but just as a Ptur, so it's not a Bittul, good it's not a Bittul. But Tezvav Tezvav says you need a Kiyum. Where's the Kiyum? Mitztair is not an excuse not to Mekayim a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. So if the Pshat is when you're eating when you Mitztair is Bechlal not a Yeshiva Sukkah, so good. The Ptur is the Pturinus. I can't do a Yeshiva Sukkah. In the rain, it's not a Yeshiva Sukkah. But if in the rain, it is a Yeshiva Sukkah, you just potter because it's not called the Bittul when you're out of the rain, and it's called the Hedya because of Meniyah Simchas Yantav like the Elish Shmuel. So then, it sounds Mistabra, that if either the first night you'll be Chayiv. So Melod and Manavshat doesn't stim. When it's raining in the Sukkah, that's not a Yeshiva Sukkah. It's not a Yeshiva Sukkah, Savada, I'm not Mekayim my Mitzvah. But when it stopped raining, and the Ptur Mitztair is because I already went to sleep, Yen Ptur Mitztair Mehecha Teisa Patasi the first night according to anyone. That's the Yeshiva Sukkah. I am Mitztair. Mitztair just means it's not a bitul mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. Valkapana Makim I'm not going to have. Who says Mitztair is patting me for Makim? So Luli Shein and I would think that could be there's a good Svara that you are Mechuyiv Lefi the Rishainim that Mitztair Na Yetza to get out 2 o'clock in the morning from your bed, even though it's a gevaldig tzar, because when you're eating in the sukkah, there won't be any tzar, and you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, now you're nearly, lule, that's completely butler daiti, keneged the das in the Mishnah Berurah.